Hello there, it's William here, introducing this and second of my two classic episodes. Stuart and I are taking a short break over Christmas, just to recharge our batteries, but also to give an opportunity to reflect on past episodes of this podcast. And we're releasing what we class as classic episodes. So this is my second of my two, and Stuart is also selecting two as well. I hope you had a really good Christmas day yesterday. Did you get everything you wanted? I'll leave it at that. Yes, and also just before I go into my selection, there's also going to be a new release schedule in the new year. We've been mentioning this in pretty much every single episode that we've released since mid-November, so you might be bored of hearing it now, but we just wanted to make sure that you were aware that we are going to once a week rather than twice a week in 2024. Our first episode will be on the 7th of January, and we're going to be covering two questions per episode. So on to my second choice, my second selection. And as I said in my previous introduction to the previous classic episode that I chose, we have so many episodes now. We are over 500 episodes of this podcast, which is unbelievable in some ways. But I chose the episode Volunteer Burnout. And quite simply put, it's because a lot of what I share in that episode comes directly from experience. I have volunteered in the past, so it resonates because of that. And particularly, I volunteered for an organisation during COVID as well. So I don't refer to that directly within the episode, not very often anyway, at least. But that's where a lot of those thoughts come from. They come from directly from experience. And I thought it would be good for you to hear that again. So without further ado, as always, here is the episode.
Another cracking question.
Yes.
So brace yourselves for that. One of her questions once was, do you overanalyze the questions that are sent in by listeners? Do you
get
into too much minutiae?
Indeed.
So we milk that. We're just like you. We're not experts. Well, you might be an expert, but we're not. Well done, you found us. So now you can explore and delve and examine some of the big issues that we all face. This is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. And today we've got a returning listener sending in a question. We haven't heard from you for a long time. Ivy in Worthing, West Sussex, England. Another cracking question.
Yes.
So brace yourselves for that. Anyway, I'm Stuart, the Wild Man Mabbit, one of the co-hosts. My job is getting people out into nature and making it as part of daily life so people begin to realise they're part of nature and not separate to it. Who's the co-host?
I'm William Anclow. Thanks very much for being with us. My challenge so far this year, again, has been trying... It's just keeping on top of the balance between my working and also my off time. I need quiet time. I like to be away. I like to just go and stay away in a hotel overnight. Maybe
look at a waste disposal bin or something.
Yeah, the trade waste bin. Yeah. We had an amazing view out of a hotel in Reading of the trade waste bin. But recently, it was back in November last year, my wife and I went for a night out in Bournemouth, you know, just to sort of just be by the coast. Mm. That's who I am. But this question is, you are right, this is Ivy in Worthing who has, it's been a while since Ivy has sent in the question.
Yep.
Am I right in thinking that we really need to analyse this?
Overanalyse it, stretch really it out a bit.
Stretch it out, really delve into it.
Yeah, exactly.
For long-term listeners of the podcast, go back and listen. You probably know what we're talking about. If this is the first episode you listen to, go and try and find the other episodes. Should we put a link in the description?
No, let's not, because it's going to be too difficult to find it. But what it was she said, one of her questions once was, do you overanalyse the questions that are sent in by listeners? Into too much minutiae.
Indeed.
So we milk that. Anyway, we often say we don't debate. Well, the last episode we did, but very often...
Well, I had a rant, didn't I? It was closer to a debate than anything else.
And but generally, we just have a conversational style.
You lightly patted me away like a helium balloon that was harassing you.
Yeah. We try and normalise the big issues by talking openly about them and reminding ourselves and you, the out there listening, that we're all custodians of the little piece of countryside and the environment that are on our doorsteps.
Yes.
And that we're part of it. We're not separate to it. We're just like you. We're not experts. Well, you might be an expert, but we're not. Anyway, my challenge is still with my larynx. I don't have the vocal range that I should have. So what's the question? We know it's from Ivy in Worthing, West Sussex, England, on the south coast.
It's all about volunteers.
Yeah.
I'm sure I know the experience of helping volunteers or being a volunteer myself will definitely play a part in this. So, yeah, Ivy's question. Thank you so much for your question. And it's great to hear from you again. Is there a shortage of volunteers now in our societal hour of need? Are people fed up with volunteering, maybe having done loads of it during the COVID situation? I want to tackle the second part first. You know, the fact, are people fed up with volunteering? Having been involved with organisations that are, having been involved and still involved with organisations which really heavily rely on volunteers, there's always a volunteer burnout if they're not given the right and correct and proper support.
Yep.
Because often volunteers can be too heavily lent upon when it comes to the work that needs to be done. That's the danger when it comes to and then you burn volunteers out because they feel they want to volunteer for the organisation or for the cause or for whatever it is, because they feel something passionate, they have a passion about it, or they feel something about that place and they want it to continue. But if you lean too heavily on them, they'll burn out quickly and then you'll lose them.
Okay, well, I also think maybe people aren't necessarily fed up with volunteering, but I think when the COVID situation hit, there are a lot more people with more time. So
yes,
they were
exactly.
able to do that. But life has started up again, so they're not as available. We've also got less people in the country because of Brexit. So
yes, it's true.
Even though these immigrant workers who are picking vegetables and stuff and fields, some of those would have been doing some voluntary stuff as well.
Yeah, very likely, yeah. I'm just reflecting on the whole COVID lockdown as well. So I was volunteering and managing a local market. In fact, we've been to this market as the podcaster several times.
Yeah, we've had a store.
The East Oxford Farmers Market. And what we found there, what was found there during the lockdown was that people were volunteering because it was an outside market, and it was an essentials market as well. So the market was able to remain open during those lockdown periods and feel safe. People were still wearing masks outside, but felt safe. So a lot of people were volunteering at that point because it was their touch point with other humans, with other people. And it built, at that time, a little community of people.
Also, I think there are more people who need help now, even than during COVID. There's lots of different issues. And it's not that there's a shortage because people are just fed up. There might be that. There is burnout. There is fed up.
Less time.
But there's also less people to service that need.
Yes, and people have less time now because they're no longer... If you were a furlough during the COVID pandemic, during the lockdowns, you had a lot more time. So if you were able to find somewhere to volunteer that it wasn't inside, that you could basically volunteer at, it was something to do, or it was something to look forward to. I remember that during the lockdown, actually the market was something really to look forward to because we weren't allowed to go anywhere apart from our short walks around the local area, and then actually see people and interact with people and feel, have some form of safety in a particularly that unknown situation. I think that maybe it is as well. I think it's not necessarily, but I think people can be fed up of it. Like I said, there's
all sorts going on, isn't there?
There's volunteer burnout, like I said. But that's up to the organisations to keep things going. An action for anybody who actually runs anywhere that has volunteers is to make sure that the volunteer gets a variety of things to do. You know, it's not just one task every single time. It's not just the same task every single time. Unless that volunteer specifically asks to do that task every time and they enjoy it, offer them a variety. You know, that we do gardening together, Stuart, of course. And, you know, the one of the great things that when you, because you manage the gardening, you give, wherever possible, a variety of tasks, which just makes that. And that's obviously paid for work, which is different to volunteering. But there's a similarity. Because if you can give your volunteers something else to do, or just give them some form of responsibility as well, it leads to a much more fulfilling time as being a volunteer.
So to read the question again, is there a shortage of volunteers now in our social hour of need? I think there's always a shortage, but there is clearly a quite big shortage at the moment.
Yes.
And are people fed up with volunteering, maybe having done loads of of it during COVID. Some people are, some people aren't. You know, there's a whole mixture of things. A clear action in this is for us all to just have a quick research and say, you know, I can do maybe half an hour volunteering a week and just find something that interests you and it fits into your little slot of time. You know, that's a clear action.
Yes, and find something that really does give you something back. I mean, it's like I work for a local cinema in Oxford, the Ultimate Picture Palace, and I witnessed an induction of a volunteer there, and I thought it was a really good induction of how it all runs and how it works, and it was a very friendly introduction, and I asked afterwards, what's the retention of volunteers there? And some of them have been volunteering there over 5, 6, 7, or 8 years, and they're coming from further afield. So Abingdon is, you know, outside, it's a town outside of Oxford. They're volunteers coming from Abingdon to come and volunteer at the cinema.
Yeah.
So it says to me that there's a draw there for the volunteer to come in, but also that the UPP are doing something right with their volunteers if they're staying, they're remaining that long.
Yeah, yeah, and also because they're volunteering out of their area, there has to be some feedback, positive feedback, because if you live in the community that cinema is, you see the impact. But if you're not necessarily seeing the impact where you live, because you live outside of the place, there has to be some positive feedback loop. So maybe look at feedback loops, positive feedback loops. Anyway, the next question is from Paco in Wimbledon, England, and he's going to get us talking about abortion.
Yes, particularly the Roe Wade.
Yeah, ruling.
Yes,
from 1973, and I have to say, you listeners out there, we often say we're not experts, but you do throw some curveballs at us, and this is going to. I do have something to say on this, because I could have been aborted if my mum's family had had their way, and you wouldn't have had this podcast. You just have to listen to William the Waffler.
Yes, well, without me, you'd be nothing. I got that run the wrong way.
Yeah, I know. But that's why you need me.
I was going to say that we're going from one extreme to the other. Whereas you know, for this episode, I've personally had a lot of experience with volunteering, whereas the next one is definitely neither of us have any really huge experience with at all, do we?
Not really, but I got some thoughts.